1988.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, hey, by the way, sonsoflibertyradio.com is live, brand new, as promised. Check it out. Give it your thoughts. sonsoflibertyradio.com. It is live. Here we go. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, my pretty little princess. By the way, I'm on the brand new website, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Just went live not even 5 minutes ago. I'm going over to actually see if I can find our pretty, pretty little princess. And there's Bradley right there.
You look good.
Okay, and then we have Stephanie right below that. So interesting. So if you'd like to go over and check out our Pretty Little Princess, that is actually live on Event Bookings. Event Bookings, Event Bookings, Event Bookings. That's actually supposed to be About Us, isn't it, Steph?
Yeah, just going to About Us.
Yeah,
I see the flag up
okay,
there.
Well, it's over there, too. Okay. Okay, gotcha. Okay, cool. Got it. Just kind of looking at it live right now, friends. Mm-hmm. Friends, if you'd like to check out this this website, it is actually sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to be doing some updating over the next couple days, but it looks fantabulous. What are your thoughts?
I think it looks great. I'm looking at it on your big computer screen, and it looks outstanding.
Is that like a movie screen?
That looks like a movie poster. Eric Hollander did that. Who did
Sucking It On?
Steven Spielberg. It's just outstanding.
As a matter of fact, this is the same guy that did the Jaws reunion for Steven Spielberg. Him and the guy that does all of our videos, James Gillette.
Right.
And if you'd like to check out what they do, friends, just, I mean, hey,
it looks
I'm not
great.
Endorsing it's Hollywood, boring. But they did the documentary on the Jaws reunion. They went through the whole shebang. I think it was like 4 hours long. And it's actually, if you go out to the store, Best Buy, or wherever you may be, and you buy that video, the documentary is done by the same guy that just did our artwork, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Excited about that. Friends, if you'd like to check us out on Facebook, you can do that. That is Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And or you can follow me on, well, two different pages on Facebook, one fan page. That's going to be updated as well, hopefully within the next couple days. And then you have a private page, which is Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E. Two different pages, fan page, personal. And you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Folks, phone lines are accessible. Again, as usual, during the end of the show, we start to get phone calls, 1-866-233-0747. It's a little too late sometimes, friends. You got to get honest right off the bat and do your best to stick to the topic. Or if you have something more interesting than what we're talking about, go ahead and interject and take it over. Hey, folks, you're being heard by over 53 countries on a six out of 7 days a week. You know, that's a pretty good deal. And you can listen to the Sons of Liberty 24/7 if you like to download
like
our podcast.
24/7.
Yeah, for real. 1-866-233-0747. Get on the radio, lay it out there on the table, weigh in, and then you can listen to yourself on the Sons of Liberty.
That's right.
You know, everybody likes to listen to themselves.
I like that.
But again, phone lines are accessible. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Pretty Little Princess? Firstly, I got to say, people, you got to understand, this is talk radio being turned into do radio, showing you by our faith, by our works on a daily basis. And that's what's important, because we want our Heavenly Father, Matthew 5, verse 17, to be glorified by what we do, not just by what we say. So go ahead, Pretty Little Princess.
Amen. Well,
you like that Pretty Little Princess?
I like that.
Okay,
I like. Well, the reason why that is because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. I'm thinking we should make a T-shirt out of that phrase. Put it on the front, you know, a picture of you
we
and then
probably will.
In the back. A terrible place to be. I like that.
Yeah.
But we're going to highlight, first of all, of course, our Christmas package. For those of you who are just tuning in, what we do is we highlight our item of the week every week. And this week we're highlighting our Christmas package, which is Bradley's Deadlock drum DVD, along with his drum pad, signature drumsticks by Bradley Dean, and a testimony book as well. And this is nice because for those drummers in your family, maybe you're a drummer, maybe you have a son or a daughter who's learning how to drum. This Christmas, you can teach them how to play skillfully with a loud noise, as it talks about in Psalm 33:3, with our new Deadlock drum package. And what's nice is all of our music is Christian lyrics, Bible-based. It's got scripture running through the whole thing. It'll be great for them inside and out. So if you'd like to order, please call 1-866-233-0747. Again, that's 1-866-233-0747. Or you can go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. That'll be your perfect excuse to check out our new website, which looks just awesome. The first time I saw that picture on the front of the website, I was just like, wow. It was so blow away. So please go check it out, and you can call us and let us know your thoughts as well. I wanted to highlight this for a moment. I know that I was talking a couple of days ago about the good gold nuggets of truth that I always like on the Facebook and Sons of Liberty when you go there, because there's nothing like a good gold nugget of truth. There's a quote on here that I wanted to highlight by President Truman, of all people, and this is what he had to say. The fundamental basis of this nation's laws was
foundational.
Yes.
Yes.
Fundamental. That's right.
Yeah.
Foundational basis of this nation's laws was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights.
Wait. Are you talking about the President of the United States back in the 50s that used to actually shake the hands of the people walking up and down the streets in Washington, D.C.?
That is the same
guy. This is the same guy. What, you know what he understands? He understands where he came from, doesn't he?
That's right.
Yeah. And at that point, it seems that he was still working for the people, so he felt safe enough to actually talk with the people that he represented.
Exactly.
But listen carefully as to what he's saying. Go ahead again.
Okay, this is what he said from the beginning. The fundamental basis of this nation's laws was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul. I don't think we emphasize that enough these days. If we don't have a proper fundamental moral background, we will finally end up with a totalitarian government
which
does not believe in rights for anybody except the state.
Okay, now what does the modern president say? He wants to fundamentally transform who we really are. So he is telling on himself that he is a criminal to the United States Constitution. He's telling on himself, friends.
And that's why we so desperately need to go back to these old paths, wherein is the good ways, it says in Jeremiah. I just thought that quote was outstanding. So if you'd like to get gold nuggets of truth like that on a daily basis, please become friends with Bradley Dean. We've got another one. This quote is by Charles Spurgeon. He said, God works in a man, works a change in a man so great that no reformation can even so much as thoroughly imitate it. It is an entire change, a change of the will, of the being, of the desires, of the hates, of the dislikings, and of the likings. In every respect, the man becomes new when divine grace enters into his heart. Isn't that awesome?
Yes, grace does for us what we cannot.
Of course, and on the way out, please check out Bradley's new article on WND. Breitbart had 500 reads already from just last night. And Sons of Liberty Radio, Muslim-in-Chief Bradley.
Yeah,
Bradley.
These are responders is what you're saying.
That's right.
Hey, folks, really quick, when I come back, I got a kid here. He's 16 years old. I'm going to play some audio for you. And he sounds just like a guy, I guarantee you.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Tim Brown of freedomoutpost.com. I support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty for their willingness to go into the state-run public schools and to present both God's law and his gospel to the young people being indoctrinated in the system. I believe God is using his message to get young people to think about government, about God, and about eternity. May God continue to bless the efforts of Bradley Dean and his staff.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy. Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back. We're going to play this out. That's great.
I know.
That's Christmas music the way I like it. Now, I know that's not how everybody likes it, but hey, listen, folks. I have a 16-year-old kid that is from Quebec. Canada, okay? So when you listen to this, I'm going to play the whole intro, and it's going to be a radio show host speaking French, and she's going to introduce this 16-year-old kid that can sing just like a guy that me and you know. He's the most public person ever in the history of mankind. He got 3 Grammys for his gospel music. In a lot of ways, he really blew it. During Christmas, he used to preach to his family out of the Bible, for those that didn't know. And he also knew that he had a call on his life that he was to be a preacher. Well, without further ado, I'm going to give it to you from a 16-year-old kid. And you tell me who this kid sounds like.
David Thibault de Saint-Raymond-de-Portneuf va nous interpréter donc Blue Christmas, qui est ma chanson de Noël préférée.
16 years old. J'ai
beaucoup d'auditrices et d'auditeurs aussi ce matin. Je rappelle que David a 16 ans. Voici donc Blue Christmas.
I'm watching a video right now, a 16-year-old kid.
Blue 16 years old. Christmas.
Now I know some of you blue hairs out there love this.
I'll be so blue.
16 years old. I'm watching this kid, folks.
Somebody might say, is that really a 16-year-old?
He's not even trying.
I know.
He's got his hair slicked back by him, but I don't think he's trying to look like him, because for the life of him, he couldn't look like him. Folks, this is a 16-year-old kid in Quebec, Canada, singing Blue Christmas.
And when it was blue,
16. He sounds like he's 35 years old.
Totally.
As the windows blue.
It's almost unbelievable. You'd almost have to look at it to be able to believe that that's really not the guy I'm talking about.
You'll be due.
he's playing the guitar at the same time, friend, so he's not, you know, lip syncing this. Pretty impressive stuff.
Very much so.
I just don't, for the life of me, though, understand why people want to spend their whole lives trying to be somebody else.
I should say the same thing.
Yes. Oh, wow, David.
A 16-year-old kid.
Okay, so we have to have a caller tell us who that was.
Well, who do you think it was, Steph?
Well, I know who it was. Really,
I mean, I know who it was, too, and I'm sure everybody and their dog knows who that was. But if you think that you know something that we don't, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Stephanie, Christmas is coming up. So what could be another song that, well, our Pretty Little Princess could actually sing before I get rolling here?
Oh, boy. How about...
I like Harkin...
Hark the Herald Angels.
Oh, that was mm-hmm. That was great.
Okay, let me think here. We could do Silent Night.
Okay. It's got to be powerful, though. Okay, it's got to be in your face. I like that kind of stuff. Well, I don't know. You're going to have to tell me. When I put the question, there's nothing that it gets me.
Okay, I'll do
it. It busts my chops for a better way of saying it.
Oh, come on.
When people put a question to my question.
Okay, sorry. I had to think for a second.
Okay, that's great.
This is live radio.
Yes.
Okay. How about O Come All Ye Faithful?
That's up to you.
A little chunk of it. Okay, sounds good.
Little chunk.
O come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. O come ye to Bethlehem.
And I think that's better than Elvis.
That's right.
Oh, keep going.
Come and behold him, born the King of ages. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord.
Amen. Amen. There's an anointing on that. Steph, you have an album out there. What's it called?
It's called Face to Face. What's nice about it is, you know, people love old hymns, and I don't think many people realize the actual testimony behind some of these older hymns, what people had to go through to birth forth the lyrics to these hymns.
Yeah, yeah.
So what we did was we took the old hymns, you know, such as...
For example.
Okay.
How about John Newton? Amazing Grace.
Oh, yeah, Amazing
Grace. He was
Grace.
A slave owner,
That's
friends.
That's right, yep. Yeah. Amazing Grace. You look at some of these people who... another one... Well, I'm thinking another example of one. This one's not on the album, but, you know, another couple, they actually had a birth of their son, and they're saying, well, listen, you know, it's hard when you're bringing children into the world and you see the world is such a dark place. Well, because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone, because we know who holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. We live unto Christ, not unto ourselves. And when you see the loss, some of these people lost loved ones, and it's amazing what's birthed out of these songs.
Of course.
I mean, you mentioned about Newton. He was, you know, on the slave, you know, ships and so on, and how the Lord totally transformed his life. And look, Amazing Grace is probably the number one most recognized hymn of all time, I would think.
Yeah, one of them.
But we've got on this album.
Little do people know who actually wrote the story. That's exactly right, the song.
That's right, and there's so much to it. But on this album, it's got Precious Lord, it's got Go Down Moses.
Speaking of Amazing Grace, can we hear a little of that?
Sure.
Okay.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. It was your grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will Praise God, 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 praise God.
Amen. Amen. What do you say to something like that?
Especially praise God.
The Lord inhabits the praises of his people, and when he bears witness to it, it's pretty awesome. You can hang out with me for this stuff because you've been in all the high schools that I've done.
Sound good.
Matter of fact, we did 100 high schools with Stephanie pregnant. And, you know, we got to do one more. I'm sorry. I know that there's people out there right now that when she's singing Amazing Grace that you're just being doused by the Holy Ghost. I don't want to take that away. That belongs to my Father, and it belongs, all praise belongs to him. And friends, in America today, he's being robbed of real praise. And it's something that we owe him. It's the least that we can give back to him. And in saying that, to set this next premise out for the next topic as to what we're going to talk about. You never lost the right. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. One of the things that we do when we do high school assemblies, and we've done over 350 high schools in 22 different states. We just did a couple of them not too long ago, and colleges not too long ago. We do a lot of colleges as well, and a lot of tea parties, and a lot of churches, and prisons. So, I mean, we're really out there, friends. But in saying that, every single time that we do an event, and namely in the public arena, high schools, I always ask Stephanie to come up and sing this one particular song that she sang to me before she got married. And thank you. And when she actually sang this song, I was driving. I can tell you exactly the details of the truck, the white Ford, red interior, when she first sang it. And I said, honey, will you sing this again? And she sang it again, and I was so moved by it, by the Holy Ghost. Again, God inhabits the praises of his people. And he was inhabiting the praises that she was singing unto him because that anointing's there in her life. I said, will you sing it again? She said, I'll sing it again. I said, will you sing it again? And folks, every high school that we've done, we have never, ever one time denied him. And friends, by the grace of God, we will never, ever deny him. We acknowledge him in every setting that we go to. And I want you to hear this really short black gospel spiritual when we get back from our Pretty Little Princess. Again, live, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check out our Pretty Little Princess, Sons of Liberty Radio. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Very cool. Very cool. Merry Christmas, folks.
That's a one-man band, too, I believe. Is that not
No, no. He was just actually doing the video in front of a... matter of fact, if you'd like to check that out, you can go to Bradley Dean, Double E. That's actually on Sons of Liberty Radio as well, Facebook. This is how you do it in my day. All right, well, thank you. So anyways, I was setting it up during the last segment for this segment, but when we do public schools, when we do colleges, when we do tea parties, listen, friends, we always make it a point to acknowledge Christ, especially with the younger generation. They need to know that we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We never have been, and we never will be. And by the grace of God, we are not moving. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are thankful for what the Father has bestowed upon us through His Son, Jesus Christ, and we want to make sure that He gets the glory due to His name, and we boldly proclaim. We're not capitulating. We're not tucking tail. We're bringing it to the world. We're called to seek and save that which is lost, and that's exactly what we do. So, this is the song that Stephanie will sing before any public event that we do. Check it out.
Okay, here we go.
This is live, just like in the 50s. Remember, they used to do this live on the radio. That's and hey, did you also know that back in the 50s, the most accepted version, that's probably not the right way to say it, what was expected to be on the radio was gospel music.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and it was live when they would do it. So let's give them a little live, 50s version of
All right, when trouble
the Black
surrounded
Gospel.
Me.
There you
okay,
go,
here
Black
we go.
Gospel Spiritual.
When trouble surrounded me, I didn't have to despair. No, Lord done told me that He'd always be there. It seemed like all my problems, they just just begun. But I didn't have to worry no more, 'cause it was already won. Oh, Jesus, my sweet Jesus. Oh, how I love, love calling your name. Oh, Jesus, my sweet Jesus. Every day, your name is the
You know what the response of the students are, friends? They shout. They roar. We had one school in Florida that actually began to sing the song with her because they knew that black gospel spiritual. Pretty awesome stuff. So anyways, we're in a high school setting. Friends, yesterday we were talking about you never lost the right. We were talking about what was going on in public schools across the country. Again, friends, it's just the beginning. It's not over. As the state-run media would have you believe. It's all, there's just nothing you can do. No, there's everything that you can do. That's why you have the Sons of Liberty Radio giving you news that the state-run media does not want to give you. They don't want you to know that this is the beginning stages, friends. This is where everything is pivoting on. We are in that time right now. And the Sons of Issachar knew, they knew the times. And friends, we know the times. Because we can look prophetically as what's going on through the judgments that are taking place in our country right now. But I'm telling you that this is the beginning. It's not over. It's just the beginning. And if you love your country, stand up and fight for it. Because you need to understand, friends, listen carefully, you never lost the right. You never lost the right to speak out. Remember what Martin Luther, the great reformer, speaking of which, a lot of his songs that we sing today in the churches in America were written by the reformer Martin Luther.
That's right.
Matter of fact, 540 million dissidents, namely Christians that are Lutherans today, have their freedom of religion, and so do you, friends, because of that man that took a stand. Love him or hate him. That was a prophet. Mm-hmm. And he was prophesied in 100 years before he was even born, Martin Luther was, for those that didn't know. But in saying that, Martin Luther said this, where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved, and to be steady on all battlefield besides is mere flight and disgrace if he flinches at that point.
Wow.
He went for, just like Jesus, yeah. Of course, his father, his big brother, the captain of his salvation, he went into the heart of the beast. He didn't beat around the bush. Mm-hmm. He went right in the center of the synagogues. He went right into the temples. He went right into the places that they didn't want him. And isn't it interesting that he went into the synagogues and delivered them men and women from demonic spirits?
That's right.
If you also know scripture, friends, you'll also realize that there was a demoniac that actually started to praise Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And Jesus said to him, "Who are you?" He said, "My name is Legions, for there are many. We are many," he said. But notice he praised Jesus. He was praising him, Lord. He wasn't a stupid devil, was he?
No.
The Bible says that the devils believe and tremble. But this is my point. Was Martin Luther the one that had the double portion of the breaker anointing upon him, Micah 2, did he ask permission from a hierarchy of religious hypocrisy for permission to obey God? Absolutely he did not. If you are a Lutheran, if you are a Christian, you need to understand your big brother. You don't ask for permission to obey God, friends. You do it. Now, what's interesting, it wasn't too long ago that I did a radio interview concerning our First Amendment victory that we had in one of the public schools, which was the second one that we had that particular year. And this, and by the way, friends, I deal with this more than I don't. I have to encourage people, namely professed Christians, that we can do this, that we can do this. God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. The show host said to me, as he was mentioning, that the Christian religion is under incessant attack in the public school system. And then he began to complain that soon we would not have the right to say certain things in public schools. Which brings me to the thought that I had this morning. Thank you, Lord. Folks, do you realize that dictators would not have a foothold if the people in the countries where dictators take that foothold? If they would quit being apathetic and actually stand up and resist tyranny,
mm-hmm.
that these dictators wouldn't have an inch to take and then a mile. But what do we hear? Well, you know, he complained that soon we wouldn't have the right to say certain things in public schools. You want to know why that you're put in such a position? Because you didn't speak when you should have spoke. And friends, you still have the freedom to do the right things, and the right things to wrong, or actually to right the wrong things. But here's this radio show host. Bradley, he's complaining on live radio that soon we would not have the right to say certain things. Hey. Who's being rebellious? The one breaking the law or the one abiding by the law? Because I'm not asking a tyrant for permission to obey my Heavenly Father. I'm just not going to do it. Speaking of Martin Luther, who said, where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved. What is he made out of? What was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego made out of when they didn't bow to Nebuchadnezzar? We will not do this thing. If you don't bow, you don't burn. Your enemies will. Read the story. Read history. His-story. But Martin Luther said, where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved. And to be steady on all battlefield besides his mere flight and disgrace, if he flinches at that point. But what does the modern Christian say in America, the modern patriot or conservative in America say? You know, pretty soon we're not going to have the right to say certain things in public schools. You got your back up against the wall because you painted yourself into a corner through your apathetic, I said apathetic and pathetic ways. Folks, you never lost the right. You have never, ever lost the right to take a stand. Listen, this is what the Lord is saying. Hey, if you don't want to obey me because you don't believe in me and because you're ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, he said, I'll deny you, I'll be ashamed of you. I'll deny you before my Heavenly Father. That's what's going on. It's real simple. He doesn't fail, faithful men. And if he does, can you show me in Scripture where he ever did that? He never did. And don't sit there and tell me, well, Bradley, what about the 11 martyrs out of the 12? Yeah, I know. He never failed them neither. They just had an earlier exit in the process. And if you know anything about the reformers and the generals of God, as we call them, martyrs have a higher glory, friend. And friends, nobody's looking for that. And keep in mind, it wasn't God calling for the execution of the Christian martyrs. It was the heathen tyrants that in most cases were doing the executing. So let's put it into perspective. Just like Elijah and Ahab. Ahab, the corrupt king, everybody knew Jezebel, his wife, wore the pants. He went around and did her biddings. He called Elijah rebellious. You're the rebellion. You bring forth rebellion. You're the rebellious one here. And Elijah, the one prophet that stood among the 7,000 that were hidden, this is the man that was made to stand in the fire, and he did. But just keep in mind that Elijah said back to him, listen, I'm not the rebellious one. You're the one that forgot your father's commandments, not me. And here it is. But friends, what do we hear all day? Oh, a judge today said we can't have a Christian cross. Really? Then remove the judge because he forgot his allegiance is to God and to rule in accordance with God's laws. And if he doesn't do that, then remove the judge, not the cross. This is brand new news today. And guess who's publishing this stuff? The conservatives are. The Christians are. Remove the judge. He works for you. Not the other way around. Friends, you have never lost the right. You have never lost the right to speak up and to speak out. To sin by silence, when men should protest, makes cowards of men, said Abe Lincoln. And I got to say this to that. True that, brother, from another mother. Be right back. You got SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Brand new page up live right now.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95. It includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Love it. Merry Christmas, friends. Did you hear what I said? I said Merry Christmas. I didn't say Happy Holidays. I said Merry Christmas. See that? You know, we just got back off the East Coast just last week. And when we got back, well, when we were out there, I should say, we were dealing with people constantly that were saying Happy Holidays. And interestingly enough, we'd always just purposely turn around and say, No. You want a tip? Merry Christmas, bro.
That's right.
You see how that works? And that's exactly what I said at Uno's. Mm-hmm. And he was a great guy. He was a cool kid. But the point is you don't shy away from who you are, America, because some criminal in office doesn't like it. And less than 1.6% of the population doesn't like it. Well, I wasn't asking for your permission. Hey, listen, brother or sister, or some of you that can't figure out your own gender, let me tell you something. If you don't like who you are, then move. And if you don't like who you are, my father's name is on your money, too. And if you don't like that, go ahead and send it in. If you despise the God that has bestowed upon you a gift called freedom through his son, Jesus Christ, then leave. You're not worthy to be here. But I am not, my friends, asking for permission to obey God or the laws of our Constitution. I'm not asking for permission. And if that's my testimony through the rest of my life until the end of my days, so be it. And if the world hates me, they hated my big brother too. This is my commandment that you love one another, but if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And why was that? Because he obeyed his father in every jot and in every tittle.
Well, when you were talking, it was reminding me of that verse in Hebrews 11 when they're going through in the Bible and talking about the faith of Moses and the faith of David and so on and so forth and Rahab and all these different things. And
this heroes
is what
of the
says,
faith.
Heroes of the faith and what they went through. And it says in verse 32, and what shall I say more? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also and Samuel and of the prophets.
That proved God.
That's right. Who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had a trial of cruel mockings and scourgings. Yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonments. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy.
Now, in the version of the American people, it's just the exact opposite.
That's right.
Why is this guy always scrutinized? Why is he being persecuted all the time? Remember that one church we did in Dunkerton, Iowa?
Yes.
You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
It was packed after a high school assembly we did.
That's right.
It hit the fan, literally. We were on the front page of the paper for, I think, 3 days in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And I went into this church. It was the first church that actually opened up and did their duty. And I went behind the door, and I heard the pastor telling the press that he didn't know who I was.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't willing to take a stand.
No, he wasn't willing to take a stand. So he said, well, we're just letting him use the church. He was playing the punk is
the
what
diplomat.
He was doing. Yep. And so the first thing I did when I got up in front of all of the citizens that showed up, by the way, which were for what we did in their public school,
mm-hmm.
and that was the 50th school that we did in the state with high referrals. It was the second time we did this particular school, right? And so what I did is I said, folks, I just want to let you know why all this is going on right now, because the professed church in Iowa isn't.
That's right.
And that's exactly, and guess what they did? They started to roar because they know that the church today in America is a reproach and it's a sham. And I'm talking about the professed church. I'm talking about the church that's filled with goats and not the sheep. So let's make distinction. But again, friends, let me get back to this point. You never lost the right. And despite the fact that we have rights, it amazes me how much people spend time proclaiming defeat and giving power over to corruption when they still have the freedom to do the right things. And even if the American people would instead spend their time bringing about resolve by upholding the law, advocating judgment, and thereby establishing righteousness and peace, we would have a different country in a week, and there is no getting around this. But the American people have been led to believe that the anti-American groups such as the ACLU, Freedom From Religion, you know, the radical homosexuals, Planned Parenthood, well, they have a right to violate our founding documents. In fact, friends, they do not anywhere. See, we can't complain about anything that's going on in this country again. And folks, as I always say, this is my message. It's the message of responsibility. And when you want to play the man, read the moral law of God in Exodus 20. And when you get done reading that, and it drives you to the foot of the cross because it can do no more, the law condemns, the gospel justifies to those that believe. You go there, you put your faith in Jesus Christ through repentance because you're sorry for breaking God's laws, not man's. Then and only then will you find the Holy Ghost because he hovers over the top of the cross. And therein alone will you find that that's where you are born again. John 3:3, by the Spirit of the living God, the incorruptible seed. And when you're born of God, guess what you do? You put your faith in Jesus Christ, you read your Bible daily, and you go on and you listen to his commandments, not suggestions as man would have you to believe. Where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved, and to be steady on all battlefields besides is mere flight and disgrace if he flinches at that point. Folks, don't flinch.
And I was going to say, and you obey those commandments out of a heart of love toward him and gratitude because you see the sacrifice of what he did for you on the cross. And when you were talking, you reminded me, we've got this a DVD on Pilgrim's Progress. Many people are familiar with John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress. But my favorite part of the whole going through the allegory is the part where Christian, he's on his way and he's got this terrible burden. I mean, you can see it. It's huge. It's overpowering him. He doesn't know what to do with it. He's tried to get rid of it. Nothing's been able to help. And there's this one part where he just stands in front of the cross and repentance is done on his part and the skies open up.
Which
and
God, sudden, wrought,
which
in
God wrought in him.
Yes.
And the skies open up and his burden just dissipates and disappears. And his heart of gratitude was just, there's always an anointing on that piece for me when he says thank you because he finally found his freedom. And because he found his freedom and he's so thankful
in Christ,
he keeps going on that road. But that's not an easy road.
No, isn't it interesting? All the way up till that point, everybody thought he was nuts. And he said the more he read the Bible, the more the burden got bigger.
That's right.
Yes.
It's so interesting because the burden, when you see, wow, look at my sin before a just and a holy God, it only caused it to increase. But through the blood of Jesus Christ, he was washed and that burden was released. But the point so many people forget is people think, well, you know, the whole saying today is, well, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Listen, God loved you by what he did for you. My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Mm-hmm. He demonstrated his love toward us on the cross. While we were yet sinners, the Bible says Christ died for us. But after that point, when Pilgrim lost his burden, he still had to go through trials, temptations, afflictions. He had people opposing him. He had people laughing at him. You know, the atheist saying, I'm going back to the pleasures of the world to find out there's no place such as Mount Zion. But he kept going. It wasn't an easy road. The Lord never promised us an easy road, but he did promise us he would never leave us or forsake us. And going back to that quote by Martin Luther, that's such an awesome quote. No man can come up with such wisdom such as that unless he's been through it himself. And you can totally tell when you listen to quotes by certain people, it's like, yeah, they had to have gone through it to have that wisdom. And with the Sons of Liberty, that's what we're doing on a daily basis as we are out there. In all sincerity, every time that you support the Sons of Liberty, you're supporting getting this message out there. As I've said so many times, you might not be able to go with us where we go, but you can put the gas in the truck, so to speak, to get us there. And also to all of our products, in sincerity, Christmas is coming up. What better? You don't want to give your kids worthless things that aren't going to matter, a toy they're going to, you know, throw away in 10 days. They're not going to play
if it
with.
Lasts that long.
Yeah, you want to give them something to invest. If you've got, you know, a young daughter who's maybe, you know, you want her to make the right choices, there's the One Heart book. It goes into the testimony. If you want some good praise and worship music, if you want good music for your teenage son to listen to that doesn't have all the filth in it, there's the Price album. There's Bradley's Drum Lock. You know, all this stuff is interwoven with the message and scripture. And, of course, the message is on our CD as well. But every time that you do that, you are making a donation to the Sons of Liberty. So maybe you say, well, I can't outright make a donation, but I can get some of these products. Because, yes, we want to multiply disciples. We want to take this message to people to have them multiply and exponentially grow as well.
And that's all we've done.
Exactly.
As a matter of fact, if that's all we're telling you, friends, is simply go online and check out. You can run international.com. You can run international.com and look at the fruit on the tree. We're not casting vision, friends. We're fulfilling vision. And there's a big difference.
And some of you might be saying, well, you know, I know it's the end of the year. Usually I make my year-end donation. You might be thinking, well, I'm kind of thinking about two or three different places. Listen, you're not going to find another ministry that is willing to speak the truth so boldly as you find here. And we suffer persecution for it. And you know what? Amen. So be it. We go forward because we know this country is worth it. This next generation is worth it. Christ died for us. The least we can do is live for him. So please call 1-866-233-0747. Again, that's 1-866-233-0747. Or you can go visit our new website we've been talking about here today, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and you can make your donation to there as well. So we appreciate all your support, and it's right
and
there.
And for those
the
that do support,
button.
We totally do appreciate you. But friends, I do want you to keep in mind that less than 0.5% of 1% of all finances that go into ministries like mine. By the way, we can't find another ministry that is doing what we're doing on a nationwide basis, going to our posterity, that's actually giving them law to grace message, which is biblical in every sense of the word, Matthew 5.
And so many times people say your ministry is so unique because we're going young and old.
It's
very versatile. Amen.
It's you singing. I don't know.
It's you drumming.
It's the Pretty Little Princess. Folks, again, sonsoflibertyradio.com is live, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or also check us out on Sons of Liberty on Facebook. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. See ya!
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health.
Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.